Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Vocal Profiling Live. I am Heather Baker, your guest host for the evening, filling in for Sherry Edwards. This is Vocal Profiling Live, and we often do live vocal profiles on the air. This field was developed by Sherry Edwards. She's been doing this for over 30 years, and basically she uses the frequencies of your voice to tell you what is going on within you. Your voice says it all. With me tonight is Nikki, whom I'm sure many of you recognize. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, Heather.
Thanks for being here. And also joining us tonight is Lisa, our newest member of Sound Health. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Heather.
Well, before we get started, we have some great announcements tonight. Nikki, you got a couple for us?
First, I want to let everyone know that we're going to be at the Chicago Health Freedom Expo, and that's at the Schaumburg Renaissance Convention Center. Mm-hmm. That's a toughie for me to say. We're going to be there June 27th through the 29th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And our booth numbers are 304, 306, and 308. And we're going to be giving away a lot of information and free stuff at this expo.
Yeah, we want to meet our audience. So if you're in or around the Chicago area, and even if you're not, come see us. We'd love to meet our audience, and we may just give you something special if you tell us that you hear us on BBS Radio.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, okay, Nikki, besides Chicago, what else we got going on?
Well, there's so much going on. On July 8th from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we're having an online demo, and that's just a snippet of information if anybody's interested in what we do. Our classes, even becoming a client, they can jump on to that meeting. It's an online meeting, and they'll have an hour with Sherry Edwards, and she explains what we do and demonstrates some of our computer programs and how they work.
Great. Okay. Lisa, I'm going to introduce you to our audience.
Okay.
I'm really personally excited to have Lisa on board. She is our new researcher slash writer slash editor. We, as I'm sure a lot of people know, roll out a lot of information around here. And Sherry just needs a little help getting this information out because there's so much. There's so much to do. There's always so much to do. And we want to help as many people as possible through this exciting new field of bioacoustics. So, Lisa, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Absolutely. My name is Lisa. I've been here all of 5 days. So to say that I'm overwhelmed on a daily basis is a gross underestimation. I am a graduate of Ohio University, and I graduated from there in 1999 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in English Education and Journalism and Communications. Before I came to Sound Health, I taught English for 9 years. So I have a lot of experience of writing and editing.
Great.
So I hope to bring those talents to Sherry and everybody here at Sound Health and start cranking out the publications.
That's wonderful. We hope to have a book to roll out for everybody here very, very soon. So, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about how you feel about what you've seen here so far and what your opinion is of what we do?
Well, to say that I'm blown away every day I walk into the door is certainly true, because I've lived in the area for 20 years and up until the day I interviewed for this position was completely unaware that Sound Health was here.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I found out what Sound Health did, I went home after that interview and started researching bioacoustics and how that relates to the health and well-being of each of us, and was amazed at how much information was out there and how much it made sense. So I spend my days coming to work every day reading everything I can get my hands on.
There's a lot of stuff, isn't there?
It is overwhelming.
But that's great. Sherry is very well known internationally, but not so much locally, and I think she kind of likes it that way. She needs her quiet time when she comes back home.
Yeah, she does.
So we're glad to have it like that. We do offer classes. We offer, we have this radio show and another one on Sundays.
Heather, we have a special this month. for $1,000 off of our professional class, our level 2 class.
That's very rarely offered. That's a wonderful offer. And how do we tell the audience to get in touch with us?
Well, first I want them to know that the offer is till the end of June. And if you pay for your course in the month of June, you have up to 3 months to take the course. So it's not like you've got to, you know, take it this month. And if you want to take advantage of this offer, you can either call us at 740-698-9119, or you can check out our websites, www.nutrasounds.com, and get some information from there. Don't we also have an email that they can contact us?
You can absolutely contact me personally, Heather at vocalprofiling.com, and you can do radio at vocalprofiling.com. That's an easy one to remember. Or, you know, like Nikki said, just call the office. We've got plenty of people here who are more than happy to help you with any kind of questions. We see clients here. We teach classes. So we've got a lot of information out there available. Okay, well, let's see. Lisa, I'm going to come back to you. What kind of interesting things have you actually seen here at Sound Health?
Well, a couple of things that I have noticed right off the bat. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to walk with Sherry and a client. The client was here to see Sherry about some certain issues, and I hadn't had the opportunity to be able to actually see the results of what the frequencies can do. So she was here because she was a little stressed out, and that stress was, you know, visualized through the rest of us by her talking rather quickly. And Sherry said, "Lisa, follow me into this other room." So I followed Sherry and the client into the other room. And when we got in there, the frequency sounds that Sherry had programmed specifically for this client were playing. And within probably 20 seconds, I could notice that the way she was speaking was much calmer. She seemed less stressed.
Was she aware that she was calming down?
No, I don't think she noticed. But the rest of us, I mean, I immediately looked to Sherry and I was like, wow, what a huge difference. She just was much calmer. Her speech was slower. She was much more easy to understand. And then Sherry said, "Come on, Lisa, let's go out into the other room." Keep in mind that I'm completely clueless to how things work around here, so I just followed Sherry out to the other room. Within about a minute, she was back to the stress in her voice and talking rather quickly. And I looked at Sherry, and I was like, "She's doing it again." And she's like, "The tones aren't being played out
in
this room."
They were in the other room.
They were in the other room.
Wow.
And it was an amazing difference. Sherry also let me take a tone box home because I was experiencing some stress in the muscles in the back. And I played those for 3 or 4 minutes. And within 3 or 4 minutes, all that stress in my shoulders was gone and I had no pain.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it was amazing.
Was that our little back box?
That was the little back box.
Yeah. Nikki, describe a dedicated tone box for our audience.
We have several dedicated boxes.
We do. Let's talk about the back box that Lisa was using.
The back box focuses on the muscles in your back and the vertebrae in your back. And it just, it's like a massager. And it goes up and down your spine. And it relaxes those muscles and eases your pain.
You know, last year when we were at Chicago, I think that back box got hijacked a couple times. You remember that?
Yeah, we let people listen to those when if they come up to the booth and say they have back pain, we're like, listen.
Well, here, listen. All you got to do is sit down and listen. And
they try to run off.
They didn't want to let it go, did they?
It didn't sound the way I expected to either. I don't know what exactly I expected. I think I expected more noise. And it wasn't noise so much as like a sensation almost. It was more of a fluttering kind of thing, and it was
it's
pretty interesting.
A low tone frequency type thing.
Yeah.
People don't know what to expect.
They don't do that.
Can you make me a CD or stick this on my iPod or blah, blah, blah? They don't know what to expect. I think the closest people come is, you know, like the sound of your refrigerator running. or a fan, a low
droning type noise. I know that is that way with the back box because I use that frequently. I get a lot of stress I hold in my shoulders, and if I put that on, that immediately makes me feel better. And actually sometimes takes my headaches away when I'm having a stress headache. So.
Oh, we just did your bio diet, Heather. Can you tell us about the results of that?
You know, I was so impressed by Nikki's bio diet, and this has been her project for how long now?
A year.
And I've seen Nikki lose a tremendous amount of weight, 50 pounds?
50 pounds.
Which is amazing to me, and I've seen her go through almost a complete transformation, not just in body, but in attitude and in your spirit, really.
Yes, yeah.
Because you were, I don't know if it was the weight getting you down when you first started working here, but I think it was probably a combination of things, but see you over this past year, it's really inspired me to maybe, you know, try this bio diet too. So I said, okay, it's been about 3 weeks ago. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the time Chicago rolls around. So I had my voice print taken, and Bailey here, who's our clinical coordinator, got me my tones on the little tone box, the square two, which is your own personal tone box. And I got my speaker in my office, and I got all my supplements. And I was amazed. Within 2 or 3 days, I started feeling better. Physically and emotionally, and I actually started eating better. And I didn't consciously do that, and I wasn't even aware of it until Nikki spoke up and said, "You're eating better." And I said, "I am." And I was. I'm eating more fruits and vegetables. And it's not, like I said, it's not like you've got to try. And I lost 10 pounds within about a week and a half. And I didn't even realize I had lost that weight until I put a pair of shorts on that I had on a couple weeks ago. And I said, well, I must have stretched these out because they're really big on me. And then I went and got on the scales and realized I was 10 pounds lighter.
That is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that is exciting.
Tell them about when somebody took your tone.
And I'm not really happy about that, and I'm still not. Somebody came into my office and borrowed my tone box because they're part of another trial. And I'm like, I'm not even done with my trial yet. So
yeah. Heather was very upset about that.
Yeah, I had to go on a mission on that one. But anyways, I'm still working on my bio diet project, and hopefully within the next week I'll lose a few more pounds and I'll hit my goal weight, and it was cake.
That is amazing.
Not you literally cake, but yeah. So I'm really happy by it, and I'm personally impressed. This is not the first thing that Sherry's ever done with me. I've experienced, you know, where she's taken away pain in my foot with a matter of a couple of seconds, but that's a whole other story. But BioDiet is wonderful, and this is Nikki's, you know, baby. It is. It really is.
I read the email I sent to the programmer when I gave him all the information. It said, please take care of this. It's my baby. And that was like 6 months ago, so I was remembering.
What do you think when you see your profile, your before and after shots?
I am. Well, of course, you know I hate to have my picture taken.
I'm lucky to have found a before because Nikki never. She made me promise to delete the pictures that I had of her.
Yeah, my legs were the size of small children. It was so bad. And even with, thinner, I still don't like my picture taken. But I take some pride in that after picture because it was, I can't say it was a lot of work, but from creating the program and finding the frequencies.
Because there was a lot of research involved,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that part took a lot of work. Listening to the tones and getting your voice done is nothing. And I think that's the part people aren't convinced of, that it's really nothing. Just listening to the tones makes you feel better. And I don't think you even believe that your cravings for yucky stuff would stop.
I still have a little bit of cravings.
Yeah, and I don't. A year later, I still sometimes want something that's not so good for me. But the thing is, I lost the weight so slowly that I was telling Lisa, I decide to have a piece of pizza, you don't see it on me the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost it slowly enough that it's not going to be a rapid gain. I can maintain this weight and kind of cheat a little, which it's not really cheating. It's just sometimes you get in a situation where you don't have access to the best food. And I was telling you, it's funny how where I used to crave chips and cookies and that kind of stuff, now I'm like, ooh, I just want a big salad. And it's not that I made myself want to eat that way. It just naturally progresses that mm-hmm. you're drawn to more healthy foods.
And I believe that now that I actually experienced a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's true. It really, it's really, really true. Your body tells you.
It does, what you need and what you don't need. And it's really kind of funny. I have to tell this story about the supplements. Usually before, say, when I was pregnant and they give you the pregnancy vitamins, you know, vitamins always made me ill.
Me too.
I mean, like, I need to throw up type of ill. But the supplements that you guys see that I needed through my voice print, through analyzing my voice and into the voice print and the software, what came back was a supplement that apparently I must have needed because they don't make me sick. And they actually make me feel better, which I've never actually had a vitamin or a supplement make me feel better.
I have to talk about monsters. Is that okay?
You go right ahead.
Heather came to work with a monster in her hand. And, I mean, that's how she got through the day. You know, drinking the monsters and getting that kind of energy. Do you drink monsters anymore?
I do. My monster is Diet Pepsi. Sorry, it's a friendly little monster to me. That's my last advice, and I know that I should cut down on the Diet Pepsi. Like I said, that is something that I'm finding hard to let go of.
Did you find you had more energy without all those boosts that you
actually,
on?
Yeah, I didn't think I would, and I kind of fought it. I know. But the supplements and the tones, yeah, absolutely. I've got a lot more energy. I feel a lot better. And I didn't realize how bad I felt until I'm feeling the way I do now.
That's good stuff. You couldn't ask for any more than that, could you?
You know, it really is amazing. It really, really is. Lisa, you've seen Nikki's before picture. Have you seen her before
picture? I haven't seen her before picture, but she's talked to me about life before the tones.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yes, and all of her work. And she looks incredible now.
Thank you.
Her attitude is incredible. And the mileage with which she works, she's like 100 miles an hour all day.
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of have to be that way around here, don't you?
Yeah.
I've noticed.
So, that's really great for, like I said, you Chicago area people. Please come out and meet us. We'd love to, you know, show you the before and after of Nikki.
And we'll be doing BioDiet samples at the expo, too. So.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. Vocal codes revealed at our booth.
Yep.
Renaissance Schaumburg Center in Chicago, Illinois. Schaumburg, Illinois, actually. Right next to Chicago. So, Nikki, do you have any more special, very special announcements?
Is it time?
It's a time. Let's do it.
Is it time to talk about it?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's give an introduction here of how this came about. I'm sure if you are a longtime listener, you have heard us talk about our Invoice program. Our Invoice is our personality program. And, Nikki, describe it from there.
The Invoice program is a time domain program, and we ask people to stick to one topic, and we use this program to help people understand themselves. How many times have you wanted an answer? How many times have you wanted to run to the psychic and say, because you're not sure how you feel or what you want, and you don't know how to obtain that information? Our Invoice program helps you obtain that information.
Through frequency-based biomarkers. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Frequencies contained within your voice. It's as simple as talking into a microphone, and the secrets of yourself is revealed.
Let me tell you what I did with the Invoice program, and I've seen other people do. There was a girl here in the office that was thinking about buying a new home, and she wasn't sure whether she wanted to do that. So we did several invoices. She did one, she was going to buy the new home. She did one where she talked about staying where she was at. She did one where she was talking about the bills and the money issues. And through those reports, she was able to determine that she wasn't ready to move, that it wasn't the way she really wanted to go, and that she needed to set back and save a little bit more money and then she could make the move that she thought she wanted but wasn't quite ready for. I've used the program myself. This is a little bit personal.
Go ahead. Because, you know, we never get personal on this show.
I was having an issue with a person. We were, you know, arguing. So I was frustrated and I was angry and I didn't really know what I thought I knew. So I did a report where I talked about I just wanted this person to, you know, jump off a cliff. And, you know, leave me alone and get out of my life and let me be. And that was a really unbalanced chart, so that wasn't the answer that I needed. I did a report about how I wish they'd see the error of their ways and they'd know how wrong they were and they'd know how right I was. And that was quite unbalanced also. And I went through this 15 different times. 15 different ways I wanted to handle this situation. And in the end, the most balanced chart was the one where I talked about that I wanted to focus on my work and my friends and my family and just put this on the side for a while and let it work itself out. So through that, after I saw that chart and how balanced it was, I was like, you know, that is where I'm at.
And that's what you've done.
Yes.
So have you reached a conclusion? Was that the right decision?
That was absolutely the right decision. And I spent 6 months trying to figure out what that decision was. I couldn't pull it out of myself. But this invoice program pulled it out of me. And I was able to move in the direction that it showed me I needed to go. And it was for my benefit.
That's great. That is wonderful.
So,
out of a demand for our invoice program, we have created our NanoVoice software. Which is a program designed especially for you, our audience in the world, to spread the word, to allow you to experience a nano glimpse into what is possible about you. And we have it as a free download on our website, www.nutrasounds.com. If you look down at the bottom, there's a little link. It says Nano Voice. Go to that page, click on that link, and boom, it's all yours for free. No strings attached. We're not asking anything out of you. We just want you to have the Nano Voice, and the Nano Voice program can help you understand and solve issues using unconscious levels of awareness. It's amazing. This innovative technology is the forefront of future medicine based on personal biofrequency correlations to emotional, genetic, structural, and biochemical information about you. How wonderful is that?
This gives me the chills because our goal at Sound Health is to help people, to give this gift to the world, the bioacoustics, we want to share it with the world. And this program allows us to do that for absolutely nothing.
And for you, our BBS radio listeners, we are on the homepage of bbsradio.com.
Yay!
Right there at the very top. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, BBS, for helping us spread the word about bioacoustics and our wonderful work that we do.
So people can download this program and they can do the same thing I did with this program. Now this is just a snippet of the invoice
it's
program.
It's a micro version, although I think it's wonderful. I mean, it's not really micro when you look at it. It reveals secrets about you that you may not even want to admit to yourself, but I bet you your best friend will totally agree with.
Yes.
We see that a lot, don't we?
Yes. And we created a manual for this program. you'll understand how to use it and what to do with it. And we also offer some classes.
That is wonderful. And these classes are online.
And they're free?
Can't beat that.
Are they just free for BBS listeners? Or?
We don't want to be stingy about it, do we? They're free for everybody. Usually there is a charge, but we really want to spread the word about Nano Voice, this small version of our wonderful, wonderful invoice program. And if you are in Chicago, which we hope you are, stop by and we'll do this for you in person.
We want to do Lisa's report live.
Lisa, are you up for this?
I'm the guinea pig.
Okay, even though you can't see what's going on, Nikki is right here beside Lisa, and she's going to be having Lisa talk into a microphone. It's as simple as that, and Lisa's going to be speaking without stopping until the computer reaches 500 hits, which is 500 frequencies?
Notes.
What do you want me to talk about?
So we're going to start here right now.
We want you to talk about your new job, how you feel about it, what your plans are. We use this when we hire people here at the office.
I noticed.
Because we can tell what kind of
it's part of our interview process.
It really was.
Which I bet you nobody in the world does something
that,
like
that. That was the first. I've always sized people up during an interview, but not quite like that.
Okay, Lisa, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, well, I've finished my fifth day at Health Sounds, and I love it. I'm overwhelmed, but I love being overwhelmed. I'm never bored. I always have plenty to do. Sherry wants all of us to have a to-do list, and I'm telling you, on the fifth day, my to-do list is getting longer and longer and longer. I have moved to a new office. That took up half my day today, setting up new computers and starting to help the girls with the trip to Chicago. And I got to tell you that it's
Lisa,
overwhelming.
That's it.
All right.
It's as easy it is as it is. It's 6 clicks of a button to get this report. I just type her name in and save it. And there's 2 ways to read these reports.
Okay.
The front of the report is a graph with all the notes from C to B. And within that graph, there's 4 colors. There's yellow, which represents thinking. There's blue, which is spiritual or maybe naive. Red, which represents physical action. Sometimes it's instinctual, like a fireman.
Okay.
They hear the buzzer and they slide down the pole. And then there's green, and that's actively working to accomplish something. And Lisa's chart, when she talks about sound health, shows us that she is very spiritual, and it shows us that she's spiritual in the sense that she wants to work for a greater good, not a good within herself that's just going to take care of her needs, but a good that will take care of everyone's needs, outside of herself kind of thing.
That's wonderful.
It tells us that she's a thinker, which, you know, for writing and all that.
Yes.
Goes right along with that.
Been doing a lot of that lately.
and it shows us that she can physically get things done. When she has a plan and she's ready to carry out, she's ready to physically get that taken care of. So there's a lot of ways to look at this graph and the colors and what they represent and what notes they represent. And then there's the written portion of the report. And the written, for the nano voice, it's usually about 6 paragraphs. And we'll read a little bit of this and see if Lisa agrees with it.
Okay.
Okay.
You push yourself and others to finish the job?
Yes.
Yes. You love new ideas that mean you can have a project to work on?
Yes.
Plenty of that around here.
I won't be bored.
Lisa, can you be fussy about your physical space?
Sometimes. It depends on which physical space.
It needs to satisfy you and no one else? Your physical space?
Are we talking about my bubble?
We're talking about your bubble.
I don't like other people in my bubble, that's for sure.
You have a personal space, space, yes.
That okay. Whole proximity thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
This also says that you spend a lot of energy trying to get even the smallest detail right the first time.
Yeah.
Yep. You can see that in her writing.
Mm-hmm. Being able to prioritize what needs to be done emotionally is not always easy for you.
Oh, that's for sure. Darn it.
You take pleasure in changing things for the better.
Absolutely.
You like your working environment to be efficient with things readily available.
It makes my life easier.
Yes.
Your connection to universal truth demands your time.
Yeah.
You do what you do to the benefit of all concerned, even if it stresses you personally.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's right on, it
yeah.
sounds like. You know what this
You
is
agree
about?
With all of that?
I do. Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
That was amazing. So
That's
all that
crazy.
Is in our nano version. Can you imagine what the invoice version is?
Yeah, it's 4 to 5 pages.
So there's nothing in there you disagree with?
No, not one thing.
Sometimes people do disagree, and
yeah.
the secret is to hand it to their friend or their spouse,
right?
And then let their spouse decide
exactly.
Because there's always something that you may not agree with, but the others can see it in you, but you can't.
So everyone can get this program for free,
and we are doing this because there's so much work still to do.
Yes.
Yes. And we want to spread the word. Are you convinced that Nano Voice can bring information about yourself you didn't know, Nikki?
I'm totally.
Is this a crystal ball for you?
This is my psychic. It's a psychic without all the payment.
You know, I love the story that you just told about, you know, helping you make decisions, because I've seen that. I've seen that, and I think what your decision that you made was the right one, and I think you're happier for it.
Yeah, and this program is what led me in that direction. You could talk about career, you could talk about relationships. We can use this program to see if someone's a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell if someone's lying in this program.
So, say you have a boyfriend you don't quite trust. Mm-hmm. Have him speak into the microphone. Is it that easy?
Yeah, it's that easy. And we can do...
We're all taking it home tonight.
We can do relationship compatibility. Sherry did this with me and my husband, and we found that it was the note of D that held us together. He needed it.
And you had it.
And, yep, and I had it. So that's what kept him home, was feeding off that note of D that I had. So... It also, she explained that when we argue, we need to have a plan, that sometimes we go at it egotistically, and
mm-hmm.
that's not the answer for either one of us,
mm-hmm.
that we're the kind of people that need to have resolution in it, a plan in order to get that resolution. So that helps a lot. You don't know. Do you know? Do you know how you fight the best? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I just fight.
Yeah. I try to reason it out, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't work. So this could help you work through your personal issues,
yeah.
your relationships.
I tend to avoid it and then until I've reached my last little limit, and then, yeah, then I usually unload, and that's not good either.
No, that's not. So, Nikki, can the Nano Voice tell you about your health issues as well?
Yes, it can give you some indication for health. We're not finished with the research in those areas. Of course, if Sherry does your report, she knows just from listening to you.
Yes.
And she can tell a lot more with the Nano Voice or In Voice program about your health issues. Lisa's report indicates that she might have some issues with metabolism. And she was telling me yesterday that she had recently gained some weight that she wasn't too happy about, and that probably has a lot to do
with metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So from the Nano Voice report, can you actually go in and figure out maybe what supplements she needs or what she's lacking in frequency?
We can definitely tell what frequencies her body's lacking. We'd like to have a hit on every note from the C to the
Is that considered a balanced report then?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to hit in every note. We want the voice to have that full range, because every note represents what's going on with your body. So if you're missing a note, something's not working right. If you have too much of a note, that something's not working right.
And that'll change with the topics you're speaking about?
Yes.
I see.
Because it's a time domain. It will change.
Gotcha.
And no voice print is the same. You could do 4 voice prints within 5 minutes, and they'll all be different. according to topic and according to how you, the emotions you feel when you're speaking. So there's no two alike. They're like fingerprints.
That's amazing. The possibilities with this technology is endless. And I personally believe that this, you know, could someday change the face of medicine, the future of medicine. I know today's healthcare system is really going down the tubes, and this could be the answer. Lisa, you've got some statistics on healthcare.
Well, it's pretty scary. First of all, having only been here a few days, excuse me, it kind of, what I eventually see is that, you know, when we all go to the doctor, you have the thermometer and a stethoscope and a blood pressure cuff, and eventually I see, at some point, we have the little voice profiler, and that just becomes part of what you regularly see there. First of all, some of the statistics that I found about healthcare were pretty scary and sad, and I also know that besides Iraq, healthcare system in the United States is the second most important topic that people are going to be using
with the election
coming up.
It's very, very important.
Just within the this is statistics from 2001 to 2003. The number of uninsured Americans who are working full-time in 2001 were 19 million, and in 2003 it was up to 20.6 million. And this is old data, so can only imagine that in 2008 it's got to be much higher than that. And this is from 2001 to 2004. The amount of workers contributed for family coverage, so that's like, you know, you have insurance, but you're part of the contribution. In 2001 was $1,700, and in 2004 it had risen to $2,700. So
you can't afford to get sick these days.
Between paying for gas now and health care.
Why is it in this great, wonderful nation of ours that you can't afford to be sick?
I don't know. This great, wonderful nation of ours has 45 million uninsured.
Scary. Scary.
That is scary. That's
why we want to help. I mean, this is the future right here. We want people to jump on board with us. We want more practitioners out there. We want an alternative to the modern-day healthcare system. Obviously, that's not working. We are your answer for when the healthcare system crashes, and it's going to, unless there's radical reforms made. And we can only hope, you know, this is the future.
You know, Heather, I suffered from depression most of my life. It was really severe in the last 3 years. There was an incident occurred in my life, and it was downhill from there. I went to the doctor, and I had to go every 3 months for depression, and I was prescribed medications that were $80 and $90 refill. So wow. It didn't make me feel better, but I felt like I had to do something. I had to be proactive and try to get out of this depressive state.
You had children.
Yeah. Yeah. Not at one time did the doctor say, hey, this supplement could help you. Hey, this food.
He didn't
could
even
help
bring
you.
Up the topic?
No. It was just, oh, how do you feel this week? Oh, I don't
You were a number. That. You were a statistic.
Yeah. That medication didn't work so well, so let's try this one and that one and this one. And it seemed like every time I went in, we were trying a new medication. And what were the side effects? The things that depressed you even more than your depression. And so it was like a cycle of every 3 months going in a new medication. You know, sometimes they were up to $300. And then a new appointment. So you're paying for the appointments, you're paying for the medication.
And it's either medication or what? Groceries, electric bill? That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's
well,
awful.
Guess why? When I was researching the healthcare system, the pharmaceutical companies, do you know how much they spend to get the doctors to get you that medicine? All that marketing and all that administration of the billions and billions of dollars that they have coming into them. 31% of all that money goes to market those drugs so that they can sell them.
So all these neat little commercials on TV that you see.
So they were like screaming, buy my Prozac, and that's what you see in the time clips between your favorite 30-minute show. How many drug companies are advertising in those slots?
It's on, you know, every commercial break. You see a new drug commercial.
Absolutely.
And you wonder, oh, do I have that? Do I need that?
Do I ask my doctor about that?
Yeah.
You think you do after seeing it so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. And the side effects of that stuff is so awful. I haven't been to the doctor since I've been here. Since I've worked at Sound Health, I've not gone.
You're probably 5 times healthier now than what you were when you first started.
My mind is healthier. My body's healthier. I remember Sherry mentioning when she saw me in the hallways that I was, you know, I was always a hard worker. She said, you have to drag that energy out of yourself. You have to push yourself so hard to go on and work the way you do. And then after the supplements and the bio diet program, she said, you walk down the hall now and that energy just spills out of you. You have it. You don't have to fight for it and struggle for it. It's just there.
Was she right? Did you feel that?
She was absolutely right. And I want everyone to feel that way. I want everyone to utilize the gifts that we're offering and to feel better and to be able to say, I haven't been to the doctor in a year. And I'm in really good health.
Do you think we're going to get in trouble with all the big pharmaceutical companies and the healthcare system for putting out a free version of something that is so wonderful and cutting edge?
I hope not. I hope that they say, you go. We're in this so deep we can't do it, but you guys go right on ahead.
Don, the producer, made the remark that we had a lot of balls doing this. But you know what? Something needs to be done, and we want to be the ones out there, you know, to help. You know, with the cost of everything, food rising, gas rising, medicine rising, isn't it cool that we can do something for free?
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, we have to share this. It's our duty and obligation to share this with the world, and through the means we've come to recently, we can do that, and we can offer this free. I mean, what's better than free?
Nothing.
Free ice cream.
This is better than ice cream.
It is. So this, you know, the possibility is endless. It's endless. This is the culmination, really, of 30 years of research. Not just of Sherry, but, you know, of Sherry's staff and practitioners. It's amazing. What she offers will capture your mind, your imagination, and it'll certainly change the way you think about health and wellness in a civilized world. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to contact us. Come to Chicago. Booths, what's the booth numbers again, Nikki?
They are 304, 306, and 308.
And Sherry is actually giving a speech entitled, Is Frequency the New Medicine or an Ancient Mystery Revealed?
And that's Saturday at 5.
Saturday at 5 o'clock. And we'll be there. Me and Nikki will be there. Bailey will be there. Lisa, you're welcome to come if you want to go.
I think Sherry will have me writing.
I believe one of our practitioners, or maybe two of our practitioners, will be there, a Chicago area practitioner. So, you know, there's your chance to meet up with your area practitioner. And if you're interested in becoming a client of hers, she'll be happy to talk to you.
Now, what are the websites again to get this free program?
We are on, if you're listening to BBS Radio, you're probably there right now. The homepage of BBS Radio, Station 1, right at the very top, there's a link right directly to our program. And it's very simple, easy to install. You just click that download and boom, it's right onto your computer. And it's very simple to use. There is a manual that we created especially for this program that explains it all if you have any questions. If you'd like to go further with this, you can call the office, 740-698-9119. We'll be happy to sign you up for one of our free preview classes. It's wonderful. It's online. It's an hour. You get to have that class with Sherry. She'll teach it. She'll answer any questions that you have. And we also have other classes. Nikki, can you tell us a little bit about Level 1?
The level one course teaches you how to take a vocal print, how to save that vocal print, how to run it through the first step in our magic programs. Look at that voice print, and then save that and run it through one of our profiler programs, nutrition, muscles, bio diet, my favorite. We also have revoice for people who have had some kind of trauma to their voice. We can look at that and see what may help their voice work better. Pre-vac.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-vaccination risk.
There's a pathogen one.
Toxins.
I'm trying to think of the new ones. There's revoice, bio diet.
Regeneration.
We have an anti-aging. It's called rejuvenation. That one's not quite ready yet. We're working on that one.
It's endless, isn't it?
We thought that project was complete, and then all of a sudden we got this piece of information and that piece of information. So it was like, okay, we can't release this until we got it all together, and you know, we just have every detail in there.
The database is just mass at this point, isn't it? And it grows every day.
Yes.
I see Bailey down there every day working on some new information put into these databases.
We also have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Currently under contract with the Army doing some research projects. It's really amazing.
We just came out with sex factors.
Tell us about that, Nikki.
No, we'll let that explain itself.
Sex cells.
And we have the heart tracker, which is for your heart, to look at your heart and what might be an issue there. We have bodies in balance that deals with metabolism. We have new woman, which is hormones.
Well, now, will that help women reaching menopause, post-menopause,
yes.
Pre-menopause?
Yes, it lets you know what's going on.
Would help you with your hot flashes, that type of thing?
Yes, most definitely it will help with that. So we have a lot of exciting programs. And we will have a lot of those at the expo on the 27th through the 29th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We're doing bio diet and invoice, and we're doing muscles and nutrition.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So we'll have all those available so you can get a taste of those. And, of course, we're going to be doing, the nano voice.
Mm-hmm. We were really busy last year. We had to sign people up, make appointments, so we hope to do that. So if you're interested in having a full report done, we'll have our practitioners available for that, and we'll schedule you in. The nano voice is free, and it's a wonderful thing. But you know what? It's only a nano bit of the information that you could attain from these reports, and it's amazing. Okay, Lisa, you've only been here a few days, but what's the most amazing thing you've seen just so far?
The amount of work that you women can crank out in the course of a day. It is amazing. Nobody stops around here ever. Everybody is always talking about something, doing something, working on something. Working with that client, with Sherry, and seeing the profound difference with tones and then with tones absent.
Sherry considered that one of her easy ones, isn't it? You know, the hard one. What's the most amazing thing you've seen here, Nikki? Besides yourself.
Besides Nikki.
It's my, there was an 80-year-old woman, and she came to us. I've never told Lisa this story, so this is the first time for her. She came to us, and she was an 80-year-old black woman, and she lived through segregation. She lived through, the back of the bus.
Right.
In the colored section of the hospital, she said.
Yeah.
She was a southern lady, and I just listened to her. I could just listen to her for hours. The stories she told were amazing. She wanted to write her biography, but she couldn't. It's not biography. What is it when you write your own?
Autobiography.
And she couldn't because her hands trembled too bad, and she wasn't steady enough to write it.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on her. Sherry worked on her for about 3 hours. She, you know, got her print and put it through all the programs. And the next day she came in and her hands were steady as a rock.
That is amazing.
She was crying, I was crying, everyone was crying, and I get the first copy of her book when it's finished.
Wow.
She wanted to write a novel, she wanted to write her autobiography, and she wasn't capable because of the tremors in her hands. And just, you know, in that short amount of time, we were able to help her body fix whatever the disconnection was. And she was steady as a rock, and she started writing, she said, that day.
That is a miracle.
That's amazing. I love that story. I love the story. Was it her grandson that had the problems with her with his leg?
Yeah, they were going to operate on his leg. They were going to elongate the bone.
Oh, my.
Right?
How does one do that?
It was right before he was to have surgery that Sherry actually got to see him. Tell them what happened.
What Sherry found was that it was a muscle. There was a muscle that wasn't letting loose in his thigh area. And she was able to work on him and get that muscle to loosen up. And he didn't get that operation. He's that very day he was walking with a...
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's just a few of the stories.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and we could go on and on. I mean, it is amazing. You know, it usually takes a well-funded scientific breakthrough after years of study by a major university or some kind of catastrophe to facilitate a change that will really make a difference. And people don't usually embrace new scientific information because anything different from the normal scares them. People don't adjust willingly a lot of the times.
People fight change.
They do. The
yes.
most profound and permanent way to cause a shift in perception is through what?
Seeing it.
Your own life
living
experience.
Living it.
And this,
this
nano voice program is going to give them just that little...
A glimpse into the future. I think it can change the world.
Oh, yeah. It will.
What the capabilities are.
It starts with you. I mean, it really does, and we're giving away for free. And please spread the word. Please share. This is shareware. This is free. We are offering nothing in return, but just, you know, spread the word.
Just tell more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to tell everyone again, well, the nano voice is the biggest deal. But we are offering $1,000 off this month for our classes.
This is a class that allows you to become a... practitioner, a professional. You'll get your certification at the end of the course. It's offered on site or online.
And how do they get information about that, Heather?
Go to our website, www.nutrasounds.com, or there's JBAB if you want to read a little bit more in depth on the scientific end, and that's just jbab.org. Or by all means, just give us a call, 740-698-9119. Well, guys, I hope we succeeded in spreading the word a little bit. And please, please download this free program. Just try it. You will be amazed. And you know what? It's addictive.
I gave
this to one of my friends, and she's like, this is the coolest thing ever. And she had all of her kids doing their profiles, and it works just like that. Just as easy as that. And they had a lot of fun with it. So come see us in Chicago. Give us a call. Go to the website. Just contact us. We've got a lot to offer. So, we hope to see you in Chicago. If not, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Nikki.
Seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no